So I read 35, 36, then we, together we are reading 37. Aste yogam samastaya sankhya charyai adishtuta trayanam apilokanam upashantyai samahitaha. Translation. Even now, Kapila Muni is staying there in trance for the deliverance of the conditioned souls in the three worlds. And all the acharyas, or great teachers of the system of Sankhya philosophy, are worshipping him. Text 36. Etan negaditam tata yat prishtoham tavanaga kapilasya cha sambado devautyascha pavanaha. Translation. My dear son, since you have inquired from me, I have answered, O sinless one. The descriptions of Kapila Deva and his mother and their activities are the purest of all pure discourses. Text 37 is together. Ya idam anushrinoti yo vidhate Kapila Muner matam Atma Yoga Guyam Bhagavati Krita Dihi Suparna Keto Upalabhate Bhagavat Padaravindam. Ya idam anushinoti yo vidate Kapila Muner matam Atma Yoga Guyam Bhagavati Krita Di Suparna Keto Upalapate Bhagavat Padaravindam. Yaidam Anushinoti Yo Vidate Kapila Muner matam Atma Yoga Guyam Bhagavati Krita Dhi Suparnak Keto Upalabhate Bhagavat Padaravindam. Yaidam Ashri Anushinoti Yo Vidate Kapilam Muner Matam Atma Yoga Guyam Bhagavati Krita Ti Suparna Keto Upalabhate Bhagavat Padaravindam. Madajis. Yaha, whoever, idam, this, anu shrinoti, hears, yaha, whoever, abhidhatte, expounds, Kapila Mune, of the sage Kapila, matam, instructions. Atma Yoga, based on meditation on the Lord. Guhyam, confidential. Bhagavati, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kretadhi, having fixed his mind. Suparnaketo, who has a banner of Garuda. Upalabhate, achieves Bhagavat, or the Supreme Lord. Padaravindam, the lotus feet. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The description of the dealings of Kapila Deva and his mother is very confidential, and anyone who hears or reads this narration becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is carried by Garuda, and he thereafter enters into the abode of the Supreme Lord to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Please repeat. This description of the dealings of Kapila Dev and his mother is very confidential, and anyone who hears or reads this narration becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is carried by Garuda, and he thereafter enters into the abode of the Supreme Lord to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Purport. The narration of Kapila Dev and his mother, Devahuti, is so perfect and transcendental that even if one only hears or reads this description, he achieves the highest perfection goal of life. For he engages in the loving service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no doubt that Devahuti, who had the Supreme Lord as her son and who followed the instructions of Kapila Deva so nicely, attain the highest perfection of human life. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 33rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Activities of Kapila Dev. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Mritamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with torchlight of knowledge, offering my spiritual obeisance unto him. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Vangun Langayate Grim Yakripatamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyati Shatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Rigora Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Vrinda Yatula Sredevya Priya Keshava Sacha Vishnu Matupadevi Satyavati Namanama Yetomara Shanavaita Ravancha Purna Hora. So this is the sweet at the end, whoever reads this description of the dealings of Kapila Deva, what will be the reward, the topmost reward, enter into the abode of the Supreme Lord. So, one way ticket, just going without return. Once he's going there, he'll not come back. He doesn't want to come back. So, you never want to come back, you know. The topmost abode, Upalabhate, achieves. So this is a mercy of the Bhagavatam. You give us, the hearer, the student, the fortunate soul, the chance to enter into the eternal abode. You see, and Srila Prabhupada gave us these facilities, We should not miss this chance. It's a great opportunity, special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dedicating our life in this transcendental, spiritual life and devotional service. Just imagine Parikshit Maharaj's 1 week hearing, then achieve destination, achieve the supreme destination. So I was studying one lecture, Prabhupada, again and again. Every time it was newer, even though the verse was the same. I was concerned about hearing about Krishna. That I think is connected with this verse, since it's mentioned. Anu Shrinoti, hears. Hearing. Hearing is beginning of understanding. We hear, we are learning so many things by hearing. It's very simple, no? Everything we are learning by hearing, for example, Lord Brahma, he heard after searching himself so many difficulties. At the end, he couldn't find the answer of his goal of life. Then Krishna told him, tapa, the voice, no? And then he sat in meditation. Then gradually, things become revealed, like we are singing every day, Divya Gyanride Prakashito, that is the divine knowledge is revealed in the heart from the pure devotee. The pure devotee give the knowledge, like Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada is giving this description. So this is the end of the third canto today. And a very sweet, very fantastic reward that we all will hanker for. Unajamana vidyate. And so, as I was saying about Prabhupada lecture, that the devotees of the Lord, this is one verse, that they don't waste time. No waste time. That is avyartha kalatvam. That means, whatever is in connection with Krishna, that these topics, they are very interested. That is the principle of Krishna concept. Whether I'm talking to you, whether this talk is in connection with Krishna. That if it's not in connection with Krishna, then I'm not going to talk. No. That is the how to make best use of this life. Every moment should be, this is the principle of Krishna consciousness. Every moment should be very alert how to utilize our time. No. If there is connection with Krishna, this time is properly utilized. You see? Because it's already fixed how long we are going to live. You know? And, you see, by destiny. You know? So, it's a matter of practice, take experience, take a lot of tolerance, but that is the highest reward now, the highest realization, that to find the time connected with Krishna, you see. In this way, we have always some activities of the senses, and the test is, again, that if it is connected with Krishna, like we are hearing many times, Prabhupada gave the example of Chanakya Pandit, that time is so valuable that if one use it, waste it one moment, it's not going to get it back. Even paying million of dollars, you see, not going to get it back. Suppose yesterday was 21,010. It's gone forever, no? You never get it back, 21 Sunday 2010. No? It's gone, no? Never to come back. You see? So the test of advancement is to see this, no? To be conscious, no? How our time is being utilized properly. No? That becomes as a matter of having a higher taste, how you utilize time for Krishna. No? No? I see. And then Srila Prabhupada carry on by saying, Nirbanda, making the example of Rupa Goswami, Nirbanda Krishna Sambandha Yukta Varadya Uchate. That is real renunciation. Renunciation doesn't mean that I change this cloth to another shape of cloth or another color of cloth. Renunciation means that I will not do anything with as not connection with Krishna. This for everything, connection with talking, connection with eating. No? I will not eat anything which is not connected with Krishna, I will not talk anything. Because for a Krishna conscious person, you know, to waste even a moment of life without Krishna consciousness is a great dangerous action. It's a great dangerous action. This is even for those who are higher, for looking for higher elevation, no? That not be using, not the wasting the time, no? Even for a person, not to speak for the devotee, that, you know, he has, I mean, so much, I mean, his meditation, no? Is a practical proposition, no? I'm saying. Is everything is fixed by destiny. Our life is already fixed. How many years we are going to live, that's what they make the horoscope. You live the certain date, but it's all in the hand of Krishna. You know? Like Pariksit Maharaj was having that fortune to know he has to live 1 week. Now we may consult someone who tells you may live this such and such time, but it's not really certain. No? It's all in the hand of Krishna, Guru and Krishna, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So we are, you know, learning and training ourselves how to, you know, utilize everything in the service of the Lord. And in this chapter are so many information. No? This chapter, the activities of Kapila Deva, and then where he went yesterday, we were reading, Maharaj was saying about Ganga Sagar Mela, Ganga Sagar Tirtha, and today is the boon of entering to the abode of Krishna. So this is all facilities now. Krishna's giving all facilities just to convince our, you know, material mind, you know, that is, he is going to give the greatest reward. Krishna is rewarding us again and again. In the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, you know, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna and all the hearer. Now he takes care. Ananya chintayanto maam yajanasa propasate tesha nite byuktanam yoga shimam vahayami aham. For who engage in devotional service, ananya chita satatam, ananya chintayanto maam. Now fix in his mind, chintayanto maam yajana parupase, always worshipping him, nitya byuktanam, that is always engaged. Yoga kshemam vahamyam, I'll give what he needs, I keep what he has. So this is, more and more it is, the idea is this, and devotee should have no doubts, you know, that who will take care of me, who will, because we're so helpless in the material world, so definitely we need some support, some encouragement, some assistance. So in Krishna is looking after this, no? He's seeing the needs, no? Basic needs from progress in spiritual life and also in life itself. No? This is, Krishna is a dear father, Ambija Pradapita. He takes care, and that's, I mean, that is the beginning stage, no? That we are feeling, no? This protection, no? No? Like Krishna. No? Sharanam gati, no? Yoga kshemam vahamyam, sharanam sarvadam prajam, mamikam sharanam vrajaya. You just take care of me, I mean, surrender unto me, and I take care of all day. You have no fear. No? This is the position. No? Devotees are depending on the Lord, and the Lord is taking care, like this famous verse, this nitya nityanam chaitana chaitananam yo vidat ekubhavanam yo vidat atikamam nitya nityanam chaitana chaitananam. That is, for all the necessity, Krishna is arranging, no? For all living entities, nityanam, many, many eternal living entities, Krishna is supplying, no? Vidadati kamam, he gives what the devotee requires. No? For all living entities, question of devotee and others, no? Supply all the living entities. No? That's one is, you know, thinking about this. Krishna supplied even those who will not pray to him, no? The animal, the elephant. Krishna gives, you know, how to speak with a devotee who is dedicating his life to serve the Lord, to, you know, follow instruction of Krishna, and why should he worry about the needs if he's, you know, the Krishna supply to those who don't even know him, to those in ask him anything. And Krishna supplies, he creates as a loving father, he maintains everyone. So I still, you know, that feeling of lost is very, very present, very much present. Lost vibration, lost feeling. Now you don't, you know, sometimes if you feel lost, you just look at the mirror, then you will find it. Where are you? Where are we? We get our vision that we are there, you know, even though it's escaping, you know, escaping influences, keeping away from Krishna, no? But, you know, just see, you know, this is very encouraging for everyone, you know, to hear how much, you know, this is told by Maitreya to Vidura about how, you know, this description is so pure, no? And confident, very confident, guyam. So that makes even more interested to go very deep in this conversation, this descriptions, no? Very, you know, useful, helpful for the soul, you know, the destination of the soul. Ultimately, no? We have seen devotee at a certain time, and then when the time is close to depart, one becomes very, very conscious, very serious, very aware. No, now it's no more, it should be no more illusion in between, because I'm going to leave this body, I'm going to, no. So it's, I don't want to repeat the same suffering, or even worse, no. So it's a great test, no, for seriousness, no. But why to wait up to the last moment to become conscious and to become kind of very attached to Krishna, attached to the holy name? Because what information we are getting now, even though we don't measure it very with great value, still they are powerful, no? The chanting, the service, the association, you know, time utilizing is the absolute truth, no? It's absolute now, it is always absolute, see? There's no duality or no mixture in between of this fact of surrender to Krishna. So it's a training we are learning now by the help of the devotees, spiritual master. We are surrounded by so many advantageous situations. So many, you know. Then we should just be humble and request again and again, like the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is asking, when the day will come, then my offense will cease and I will taste the nectar of the holy name. And the whole list of aspiration, you know, when that day will come. You know, but is it, we have to pay the price. You know, it doesn't come if you are not prepared. If we are not, otherwise we'll misuse. You know. Now, if we know the values of valuable stone, a jewel, now we'll keep it very careful because we spend so much money, and we're not going to lose. If we lose, it'll be a great loss. You see, a great loss. So, for all of us, you know, to go through this description, it's very helpful, no? Very, you know, kind of encouraging and purifying, like the other verses mentioned. Pavana. Etan nigaditam tata yapristo ham tavanaga kapilasya cha sambadu devahutyas cha pavana. My dear son, since you have inquired from me, I have answered. O sinless one, the descriptions of Kapila Deva and his mother and their activities are the purest of all pure discourses. A double purification is there. The purest of all pure discourses. You know, because it gives the direction, you know, of the destination. You see? So this is very useful for us to end this Bhagavatam third canto, and then many information. You know, just like when Krishna speaking to Arjuna, you know, in short time he gives a lot of direction. So in this canto, this Samarada is a kind of giving the Bhagavad Gita a little more kind of details, huh? The living entities leaving the body, this transmigration, so many limited entanglement in fruitive activity, and Kapila Deva gives the solution to all the stumbling block and to avoid the danger to come back again in this material world. Many chapters. This, I think, no. Beside the 10th canto, which are 90 chapters, this third canto, it's got 33 chapters. No, it's bigger number in compared to other. That is very deep instructions to know, to follow, to, you know, get, you know, keep into the heart, in the mind, studying carefully and learning a lot of information. Do you have any question? Anybody? So, yeah. Yes, yes.
You're saying that actually Krishna provides for his devotees and for the devotees. At the same time, sometimes we see, for example, like in Africa, right now there's only thousands of people are dying every day. So how do you understand Krishna provides?
Right. So the question is that, as we saying before, that Krishna provides all the necessity for the devotee or the living entities. And now we see how in Africa so many people are dying. That's the question. So some or other, the population of the world is so many people now. And so Krishna, you know, is a perfect control of the whole situation. It is not that, you know, there was a moment that Krishna didn't look there, so that's why all the catastrophe happening. You know, some or other, you know, just like it's mentioned, that for every action there is a reaction. You know, so many animals have been killed all over the world. All over the world. You know, millions upon millions upon millions. So there is a reaction. So and then the reactions in the planet then is in that form. Then people are dying, you know. And because of the movement, Krishna conscious movement is present, and the vibration of the Mahamantra is going around the planet constantly, 24 hours. It's not serious like it should be. The reaction. The people are, you know, breaking the laws of nature all over because of the influence of Kali Yuga. The reaction are not exaggerated like should be because of the devotees, ISKCON distribution, prasad distribution, the holy name, distributing Prabhupada books. So many positive spiritual activity are there, so that lower down the punishment. People deserve because of their own breaking the law. It's not that Krishna said, someone sarvuteshu namedrishastina priya, and we know one. Not that it make some separation, this good, this bad. I'm equal to all. Samohan sarvabhuteshu. Krishna's, his nature is like this because he's the father of everyone, he creates everything. But in this material world, things are happening, birth, death, old age, disease, big catastrophe. And sometimes the leader, they create this type of punishment, you see. It's not that immediately it's Krishna's doing something wrong. So they, themselves, as far as Krishna's creation, water is clean, the air is clean, everything is functioning, no? But if the materialistic, the demonic mentality, they transgress what is the law of nature, then we have dirty air, dirty water, everything, avarna samskara, no, born criminal, no, because of not having a proper reformatory purification samskara. So there is a consequences. There's a consequences. Because of those who are in the prison, they're not honest citizens. No? If they're in the prison, they've done something against the law, so they're not so much punishment, little punishment, and more punishment, heavy punishment, death punishment, a lifetime. It depends how serious is the criminal activity. So in some places, if they're very, very serious, then there is serious punishment. But it is their fault. It's their fault. Of course, the devotee, they don't immediately see, but try to make remedies, you know, still going to, you know, in these places, if it's not that extremely risky, you know, otherwise. But then, of course, the devotee's life, one devotee's life, how many people can help? You know, so it's not that we are, if there is a big war, a big catastrophe, we need to jump there, we all die because we want to save others, we forget our own security. According to the, with intelligence, we see, as we authorize, like there was some big catastrophe in Gujarat, and the devotee, you know, help the people, give prasad and give instruction. Even in New York, when there was the Twin Tower falling, then also the devotee, they did Arena, they did in Germany also, big problem, and again, still devotee there. So they're not so much affected by, or they're not so much in the sense, they want to do some alternative there, some positive, you know, step, you know, something which can make things balance. You know. What more balance you want to distribute in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, distributing the fact that Krishna is supreme controller, supreme friend, owner of everything. For the last, when Prabhupada started, you know, the first book, 66, 67, 68, let's say maybe up to from 70 until now is 40 years, you know, minimum. And devotees, they are distributing books, doing Ratha Yatra, television program, radio program, prasad and distribution. No, if even though so many positive spiritual, you know, suggestion and action to the whole world, if still this thing happened, that means they really deserve it. We don't blame, but in the sense, if one is cow killing, for example, how much he has to suffer? What is the fault? Is the fault of the cow or the person who kills the cow? We said that he has to suffer in hell so many years, as many hairs on the body of the cow. So if one knows this, so you're not going to risk his, you know, his peace because of eating, no? Control the tongue, no? Let me eat this, let me eat that. So simply eat Krishna prasadam. Prasadam sarva dukkhanam. You take Krishna prasadam, all the suffering, there is no suffering. Sarva dukkhanam. Prasadam sarva dukkhanam. There will be no suffering for those who are taking prasadam. Otherwise the tongues, let me eat this, let me eat that. Why? You see, why? Actually, spiritual life, it sounds too much, but spiritual life, no more eating, no more sleeping, no more mating, no more defending. At one point we had to give up. By force, when the time is that we had to give up this body, not, you know, just take a breakfast and then you leave the body. Most of the cases when there is to give out the body, when you decide not to eat anymore, then slowly less breathing, even air, not even breathing, sleeping, but I mean it's dangerous because sleeping, you know, we take animal birth, you know, too much attachment to sleeping, but it's not a forceful thing that from one day to another things are immediately realized. But Prabhupada is giving the example, Raghunath Goswami, himself, when he was in Vrindavan for 6 months, he didn't eat. You see. So, but in one sense, we take only Krishna prasad, in one sense, which the prasad is not concentrated only in the food. You know, going back to Godhead, eternal life is also Krishna prasadam. You see, in another form. The mercies appear in food, in the presence of the devotee, donation to Krishna, buying the books, being in Mayapur, Vrindavan, being in the temple, being ISKCON, Krishna conscious. That is the old prasadam, the manifestation, description, like this. We are reading this, is also prasadam, now going back to Krishna. So if this happened in this part of the world, that's the only way, just like I said, argumentum baculinum, that means like an animal. Unless you use the stick, we not understand. Sometimes you have to use the stick. So Krishna is using the stick, those people, that, to wake them up to, that they're doing very wrong thing. Very wrong thing. See? It's not like if the government condemn someone, the capital penalty, that means killing the person. It means he has done a lot of worse thing, ugra karma, most abominable action. The government is acting in very serious and strict disciplined way to reform that person. So in this Africa, this is happening. It's for reforming, and if you don't understand, again, they will repeat the punishment. You see, unless they become a devotee. Once you are a devotee, there will be no such serious. For the devotee, Krishna takes care in a different way. Not that Krishna is having some ill feeling to someone, but to speak with the devotee is Krishna as a supreme person is inviting us to go back to God. So what more do we want? The material world is bound to happen. Birth and death is bound to happen. But when a devotee dies, it's a different thing. He attained a glorious destination. But if the karmi dies, it's horrible. So, like Vasudeva Dat is praying that I want to take the karma of all living entity to save them. And then Lord Chaitanya was very impressed by this feeling of compassion. So we should have compassion. At the same time, if they're doing so many heinous things, disturbing the peace of others, the animal life, there should be leader, devotees, so that this thing will not happen. At the time of Yudhisthira, enough of everything. People are not so cold, not so hot, so much milk. So the old people were so happy because the leader was Krishna conscious, devotee. So there is leader, non-devotee, it is this result. It is happening like that. Because the leader, they don't control properly. Others. They couldn't control themselves, they control others. Does that answer your question? Not sure. Any other question? Prabhuji? Yes, it is the same place where there is Jayadeva Goswami. It's a different place, huh? Different place. Close by. After the yoga pit on the left. Thank you for this remembering. Any other question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantarashima Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhatta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Yeah.